This is One Universe at a Time. I'm Brian Koberline. Spoiler alert. In the movie Inside Out, the mind of an 11-year-old girl is driven by emotions. But is that view of psychology accurate? In today's show, Grant Guthiel, Associate Professor of Psychology at Nazareth College, will talk to us about the psychology of the human mind and whether emotions really do govern our lives. So one of the latest movies is Inside Out, the new Pixar movie, and it gets into the head of an 11-year-old girl.
A scary place to be.
A scary place to be. And I wanted to ask you about how accurate or inaccurate some of the portrayals of this actually are.
The thing that Pixar did really well in this movie is they kept it simple. So where they win is they focused on what behavioral scientists call basic emotions. I have seen the movie, but I may get some of the names wrong, but you've basically got happy, anger, sad, disgust, and fear.
Right.
There may
joy.
Have been four, joy.
Joy.
Okay? So joy instead of happy, because joy is a better name and a better character.
Right.
There is a fair amount of debate on how many basic emotions there are. These are things that are defined as emotions and, more importantly, emotional expressions that are universally understood.
Right. This is across cultures.
Across cultures. So when you call anger a basic emotion, what a psychologist means by that is you can show a 10-year-old kid in upstate New York a picture of a guy from the Australian outback who's 90 years old with an angry face, and the 10-year-old kid in Rochester is going to go, that guy's angry. I get that. That universality is what we mean by basic emotions. And